Arrests and prosecutions for driving under the influence of marijuana do not appear to be going up or down. Voters legalized recreational marijuana as of December 6th and set a strict new standard for how much marijuana can be in your blood if you're stopped for impaired driving. But police prosecutors and public defenders told a legislative committee they haven't seen any impact. Amy Friedheim is a lead prosecutor in King County for DUI cases. She says the blood test for marijuana is less important than mixing substances.
I think that that's the greatest concern that we see, is the mixture of alcohol and marijuana, because that's so exponentially impairing.
Prosecutors say DUI cases typically depend on much more than a blood test, including eyewitness testimony and what an officer observed at the scene. Marijuana advocates say lawmakers should get rid of the blood test because it's not a reliable sign of impairment. There's no scientific consensus about the best way to test for marijuana in the body.